This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we are giving you a bit of a recap on what happened in court the other day. On Wednesday, the Robin Hood case coming to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. Maybe it'll end up in the United States Supreme Court eventually. The city of Keene seems willing to appeal. So we'll see what transpires. Will the court rule in the favor of the Robin Hooders? Well, the Robin Hooders are people who are known internationally now for saving people from getting parking tickets. That's what most people think about Robin Hooders, that we're good people doing good things. But there's a smaller segment of people who hates the Robin Hooders. They think that we're evil people who are just mean and nasty, and that we're being rude and threatening and intimidating towards the parking enforcement, a.k.a. meter maids, here in Keene, New Hampshire. Even one of the meter maids, the male of the three original three, now two remaining, the male meter maid quit his job, ostensibly because of health conditions that were being brought on because of the stress of having to deal with us horrible, horrible activists. So that's kind of the position of the city, is that we're threatening and intimidating and harassing their employees, and they brought a lawsuit against us to try to stop us from doing this. Of course, it's also a factor that, oh, I don't know, we probably saved $80,000 from, being put into the coffers of the city, and that $80,000 stayed in the individual pockets of the motorists from whom we're prevented getting a ticket.
And that 80,000 figure, as far as I know, that's just a guesstimate, right?
That's probably a low-end guesstimate would be my guesstimate, because we know we went through around 8,000, at least 8,000 cards, and that was not quite by the end of 2013. I had asked James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood, about how many cards had been gone through, because that's sort of an indicator of how many of them, how many vehicles had been saved. You wouldn't generally leave a card somewhere if you hadn't saved a vehicle. And so at least 8,000 of them, I think, was a solid number.
Okay, and parking tickets are $5. With late fees, the city actually winds up getting about an average of $10 per parking ticket issued?
Correct. If you look at the total number of tickets issued every year and you look at the total revenue and you do the division, it comes out to about $10 per ticket. So 8,000 times 10, $80,000 saved. That's the way we look at it. That's the way I look at it, at least.
And then something else, and this, of course, is going to be the unseen of knowing that there are days when the parking enforcers just quit early because Robin Hooders are out. So then there's, hours during a week where there is no enforcement. So that's an additional amount of people that were saved.
That's a good point.
In theory,
an unquantifiable number of people.
And then,
like during Keenevention, for instance.
Right. So during Keenevention, the city has already admitted that they've reduced the hours of the parking enforcers. They've not reduced the hours that the meters are, supposedly being checked, which is from 8 in the morning until 6 at night.
Yeah.
So they've not reduced those hours, but the number of hours that a parking enforcer is actually out, they've reduced. So there's another unquantifiable number of people being saved because there's just nobody out trying to enforce the meters.
Yeah, that's true. And then every time one of the activists like you, Daryl, has taken a parking ticket to court, that pulls one of the parking enforcers off of the streets for at least an hour. So I remember during one of my trials, because I've taken a few of these to court as well, and I went to Concord, actually. There was a $10 – you get $10 tickets in Concord, New Hampshire. And in that particular case, they, of course, waded through all of the other arraignments and things like that in the morning. And
right, because they don't want people seeing somebody take a parking ticket to trial.
Exactly. And so there was a full courtroom full of people, and they waded through all of these hearings. So the whole time we're in there, so's the parking enforcer. And when finally the parking enforcer gets up on the stand, they're under oath. So I asked this lady or guy or whoever it was, I asked the person, I think it was a lady, kind of a manly looking lady. Anyway, I asked her, are you on the clock right now? Because sometimes police get bonus time for coming in and doing trials. So I wanted to see if she was getting paid overtime just to be there for the trial, or if she was just on the clock as a regular parking enforcing agent at that time. And she admitted she was, in fact, on the clock at that moment. So I said, well, would you normally be out on the streets right now giving out parking tickets, you know, doing your normal duties? And she admitted that she would normally be out on the streets. So it had been 2 hours in court prior to beginning the trial. The trial itself took another 45 minutes to an hour. So ultimately, I kept this lady off the streets from 8 in the morning until 11 o'clock. And she said, you know, she would have written at least 20 tickets by this time in the day.
And Concord, the parking enforcer, was that the person that was also prosecuting the case? Or
no.
Was there a prosecutor?
They had a prosecutor.
I'm surprised the prosecutor didn't object to any of your questions.
Why? It's a fair question, because normally when the prosecutor asks questions, they, in the beginning of introducing
right.
some bureaucrat...
The reason that I say that is because when I've tried some of those questions here in Keene, the prosecutor objected,
really?
And Judge Burke sustained the objection.
Wow, I don't recall that
it's
happening.
It's irrelevant. Doesn't matter how much the parking enforcer gets paid. Doesn't matter if they would be out writing tickets right now if they weren't in court.
Okay. Well, yeah, you never know who, you know, how good the attorney is in any given case. And in this case, I feel like it's completely legitimate questioning, because typically...
Oh, I think it is, too.
Well, let me explain why. You may already know why, but our listener may not know. So when you go to a trial... they call some government bureaucrat up to testify against you, police officer, or in this case, a parking enforcer. Usually the first five questions that they get asked are generic questions about who they are and what their job is and what their responsibilities are of their job. So if those are the questions that are being asked on an initial questioning, then cross-examination is completely legitimate to ask more questions about their job. I mean, maybe giving their paycheck amount would, I could see that being objected to, but to object to what they would normally be doing, what would your normal activity be if you weren't in court right now? I feel like that's a completely legitimate question.
Yeah.
I don't recall that happening, but you were there, obviously, so you would. So, the Robin Hood case. Let's continue with the WMUR report. They had one of their cameras there. There were actually three cameras present for this particular trial. I was grateful that they didn't force us all to pool coverage, which they certainly could have done.
I think there were actually four people filming.
That's true. Garrett Ian was in the
Garrett
back.
Had a camera, and he was, you know, just randomly switching who he was pointing it at. And apparently that's the video that got posted on Free Keen. And somebody...
What?
There's one of the videos from the Robin Hood case that was posted on Free Keen on Thursday.
I posted the full raw trial video from my camera.
Okay, well, somebody from Cheshire TV had mentioned to me on Thursday about the video that was up there just randomly, like, all of a sudden shifting from who it was looking at and weird jump cuts and something.
They weren't watching my video. I mean, I definitely...
And it sounded like Garrett's style of video where he'll just, like, randomly zoom in on something and then... change swiftly.
Weird. I don't know about that. I mean, maybe they just didn't like my style of recording. I mean, I definitely panned. You know, I would pan the justices, then I would zoom in on the justice that was talking. I don't feel like that's unusual.
Yeah. I don't know. The way it was described was just like random zooms on weird things.
Okay. Well, you know, there's no accounting for taste. You know, everybody's got their different style. So we're going to continue here with some more of the Robin Hooding from Supreme Court. A little bit more of the clip from the WMUR camera person that was there. We'll share the rest of that with you, which includes a little bit of the interview they did with me outside of the courthouse. And then, Daryl, we'll get your impressions on how the trial went, because I thought your observations were were very pertinent and interesting. We'll come back with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Obviously, the decision has yet to be rendered. It could be another year, you know, or more before that happens. Or maybe the end of the year. Maybe tomorrow. You never really know with these people. More coming up. Toll-free number is 855-453. And then, more court-related news, and this is not good news. Parents may be liable for what their kids post on Facebook, according to one court decision. We'll give you more information about that. It's terrible. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini-library you don't want to be without.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you want to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. and get interactive there. Is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free, and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. As we continue, hear more on the Robin Hood Supreme Court hearing that happened this week in our very own New Hampshire. Concord Supreme is where the location of the Supreme Court is. We've been there a couple times in the past, and things were relatively uneventful in the antechamber, if you will, the outside areas of the court. Last time I was there, I was threatened with arrest for chalking outside. I didn't arrive within enough time to do any chalking, really. This time we got there and pretty much had to go in and get set up. But then the time previous to that, there was a very rude man in the court security call. We took lovingly call him Dennis the Menace. His name was Dennis, and he took to shouting and screaming in the ear. You want to talk about getting in someone's face? This Dennis the Menace character, the court security officer, was yelling at Kate, one of the Robin Hooders, a couple years ago at the Supreme Court, and was very intimidating and very harassing and very threatening towards her, literally shouting at her from less than 12 inches away from her. It was absolutely ridiculous, and that video was posted to freekeen.com. But nothing like that happened during the Robin Hood hearings.
Right, right. And it's funny that you had mentioned shouting 12 inches away, because one of the justices kept asking John Meyer the question, would it be okay to shout 12 inches away from somebody and just shout lullabies? And the question was first asked to the city's attorney of, would we be here today hearing this case if these people were shouting lullabies? Because that's completely neutral speech.
Mm.
You know, so you're not saying, like, you're doing a great job.
Right.
You're not saying, quit your job. You know, it's lullabies, like, hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's going to buy you a mockingbird. You know, like, that's neutral speech as far as how it goes. And the city's attorney was like, well, stammering, and I forget exactly how he answered.
Yeah.
But then when John Meyer was up presenting the case for the Robin Hooders, the question was asked of, you know, like, could I follow your clients absent a law? And they made sure that they kept saying absent a law or ordinance. Could I follow your clients 12 inches away and shout lullabies at them? And the reason that I think the judge kept saying absent a law or ordinance is there's already a law in New Hampshire against stalking.
That's correct.
Which would apply to a private person.
Right.
Would not necessarily apply to a government employee on the clock in the performance of their duties.
So you think it would be legal for someone to enter into the personal space of another person like that who was a government employee?
I think based on the current wording of the law, it would be
Couldn't
legal.
Couldn't that be considered a threat?
It could be. It depends on, you know, It depends on context.
Couldn't that put them in fear for their life or something like that?
It would definitely depend on context.
Yeah.
It would also depend on, is it for 2 seconds? Is it for 2 hours? So, you know, it's one of those things of context really means a lot when determining whether or not someone violated something.
So let me continue here with a WMUR piece. We are going to just play the remaining minute here. It's only a two-minute piece from WMUR out of Manchester, New Hampshire, covering the Robin Hood Supreme Court case.
With the Robin Hooders, that their actions were protected speech. But the city took their argument to the state's highest court Wednesday, hoping to create some type of buffer zone.
What we're asking for is to please step back out of the face. Give us some breathing space. So
This guy is such a scumbag.
Right.
Please step back out of the face. Give us some breathing space. He makes it sound like Robin Hooder's job is to get in people's faces and constantly be in their face.
Right. And
when they're trying to write
the zone that he's asking for, the 15-foot zone.
Mm-hmm.
I could not count the number of people that were within 15 feet of me when I was sitting in the courtroom.
Mm, yes.
Because, you know, there's another chair 6 inches away or less from where my chair is. So, you know, if I wasn't sitting against the wall on the left side of me, there would have been at least two people within 3 feet of me.
Well, but were they parking enforcers?
No, they weren't, but... You know, what he's saying is if you're less than 15 feet from somebody, then you are potentially harassing and all of these other things.
He's not saying that.
Not exactly.
He's suggesting that the Robin Hooders you're getting in people's faces constantly.
Right, but he's also in a roundabout way suggesting that anyone that's within 15 feet of another person...
True.
Is
it could create a
potentially
like
harassing and all of these other things.
Yeah.
And then when we were standing outside after the hearing, you know, a bunch of people standing outside, people getting interviewed by the media.
That's right.
I think there were 50 people within a 15-foot radius of me.
Sure.
So would all of those people wind up, if the Supreme Court winds up, you know, giving the city what they want, then would they wind up saying that nobody can be within a 15-foot radius of another person lest the person feel that they are being harassed, intimidated, or any of these other things?
I don't know if they can make a decision like that. I have to say, I don't know for sure, but I don't know if that's one of the questions.
Based on the wording of current laws, I don't think that the Supreme Court of New Hampshire could rule in favor of the city. That's why the Superior Court threw it out.
Okay, so one of the theories about the attorney here, the city attorney, who, by the way, is not the attorney for the city, they're hired guns, private
yes.
attorneys. It's basically what they do, though, is they represent municipalities in court, so they're making big money off of cities all across New Hampshire. Anyway, the theory, one of the conspiracies, is that the city of Keene doesn't want to win and that the attorney's job is essentially to throw the case and fail, like that he doesn't want to win this case. He's glad that he lost at the Superior Court because now he can appeal to the Supreme Court. He can cash a big paycheck when all's said and done. In fact, he gave Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, a full-on hug outside of the courthouse after this event. And Derek Jay apparently caught that on video. I've yet to see the footage, but from what I understand, that was completely caught on video. So this guy's making big bank off of this. The taxpayers are the ones footing the bill for it.
Right.
And ultimately, the reason why, the theory is why they want to fail is because if they succeed, then they can be subject to employee termination suits or whatever, some kind of employee rights
suit.
And so if they are, you know, if basically the decision of the Supreme Court is, well, you know, it's not the city's job to protect you from what people have to say to you, then there is no basis for a suit on the behalf of the employees. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Now, if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software for free to get started. Doesn't matter what operating system you're on, Windows, Macintosh, Linux, iOS, Android. Linux users, by the way, setup's a little bit different for you, but the other systems is really easy. Linux is pretty easy. Of course, Linux, you know, things are always a little bit more difficult with Linux. It's just the way it is. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off the price of the annual account. Now, the annual account's always the best price anyway because you're buying annually, but you're going to save 50% off of that price by using code FTL50. And that brings the price down to around $5 a month, which is amazing. But it can get even cheaper when you pay with Bitcoin. You'll save 62% off the price of the annual account by using code FTLBTC. Now, what is the ProXPN? It's a virtual private network, and it's global. They encrypt your data, meaning that you're protected from having your internet service provider snooping on you, which is probably what they're currently doing to you. So go ahead and upgrade to the premium account whenever you're ready at proxpn.com/FTL. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Don't forget these codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC. It's available for you over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. More from WMUR's coverage of Robin Hood at the New Hampshire Supreme Court. A good chunk of the Robin Hooders were in the courtroom that day, as well as a lot of supporters. I was really pleased with how many people came out, even people who have jobs to go to during the daytime came out to support the Robin Hooders. It was the biggest turnout I've seen yet at a Supreme Court hearing. I've only been to three Supreme Court
hearings. It's one of the larger turnouts that I've seen for any court hearing.
Yeah, it wasn't near the size of, like, Pete Nademo in Greenfield when they were being charged with wiretapping the cop block founders.
That was before I got up to New Hampshire.
Right. So I've seen a few more that were, like, literally packed. There were still some open seats in the Supreme Court.
Right, but it was still, I said one of the larger. Yeah. I didn't say the largest.
And are you counting the people you didn't know? Because there were a lot of people in there who I did not recognize, you know, people
There were
in
a
suits.
Bunch of people I didn't know.
Yeah, people in suits, that kind of thing. So it was great, though. Lots of activists came out from different parts of New Hampshire to support the Robin Hooders. And there's full video coverage of this. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't like my camera style, but it's up there over at freekeen.com. In fact, I linked to it in this report about what WMUR put out there about this, which is, you know, 2 minutes of what was ultimately a half-hour-long session. You know, as far as court videos go, Supreme Court's hearings are actually fairly interesting to watch.
Yes.
You know, it does require a little bit more of you have to pay attention because you're listening to legal people talking to one another.
Right. And rule one of appearing in the New Hampshire Supreme Court is assume that the judges already know the facts and the details of the case.
That's correct. They've purportedly done their research. And it's their job to essentially needle these attorneys. And the judges, they're fairly good at it, it seems. They've got practice, and they try to appear as though they're unbiased. They try to ask tough questions of both of the sides.
And I think the reason that they ask the really tough questions is to try to figure out the slippery slope of if we rule in your favor, then we would then have to allow this, and then have to allow this, mm-hmm. and then ultimately we might have to allow somebody to walk 12 inches behind a government employee shouting lullabies at them.
So let me play the remainder of this. It's only about 40 seconds left. This is from WMUR.
Arresting is not the way to go because that's too onerous. That shuts down the content.
Ian Freeman was one of the Robin Hooders at this hearing. He said,
"Okay, before I go into that, I want to comment on what the attorney was saying. That was the city's attorney saying, oh, well, we don't want to arrest them. That would be shutting down their free speech. No, that's such BS. And it was interesting because that line of questioning did not come up during the Superior Court hearing at all about,
right.
Well, why not arrest them? Well, he's making it sound like, well, we wouldn't have wanted to be seen as though we were against free speech. No, if we were out there actually assaulting these people, which is the suggestion that was being made by these
right.
city
and there,
bureaucrats.
There were two instances that came up during the Superior Court
mm-hmm.
hearing, and both of them were incidental contact.
Even, in fact, in one of those instances, the parking enforcer admitted that she didn't think that the Robin Hooder was trying to in any way manhandle her.
Actually, in both cases.
Yeah.
Because the one... And it was to two different parking enforcers that it happened.
I couldn't remember the other one.
The one was where Jason Rapture tried to put a quarter in the meter, reaching around the parking enforcer because he was blocking the meter.
She was playing a little game.
And his hand, like, bumped her shoulder as he put the quarter in the meter.
She was trying to physically prevent him from doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he's not one of the six named defendants in the case. And she actually had to point him out and have him stand up in the audience.
That's right.
And the judge was like, he's not one of the defendants. So there's really only the one instance where one of the Robin Hooders that's named in the suit had contact. And that's the one where they were both reaching for a flyer up under the windshield.
So,
and they touch hands.
So this attorney's acting like, oh, well, we didn't want to arrest them because, you know, yeah, we could have arrested them, but we didn't want to because, you know, that would be shutting down their free speech. Total BS. These guys will arrest you for filling out your driver's license form wrong. I just got through 6 months of trials and hearings, you know, various court hearings over some sort of piddly nonsense. If there's some piddly reason to arrest you, they will do it.
To be fair, it was a different government agency that
arrested you. They're all the state, man. They're all a monopoly on violence, and the city of Keene is not at all afraid to arrest activists for crazy
nonsense.
I'm not
saying that...
One of the Robin Hooders, Graham Coulson, who is no longer a Robin Hooder, but he was previously... He was arrested for walking through the park. They gave him an illegal no trespass order, banning him basically preemptively from going into Central Square, the main downtown park, and they arrested him for walking through the park. I mean, just if they have a reason to arrest an activist in Keene, they're going to do it. So this guy's just telling a lie in front of the Supreme Court.
Says their primary job is to feed expired meters before the attendants write tickets. Freeman says the claims of harassment are greatly overstated, but admits words are exchanged.
Every ticket that's left on somebody's windshield is a threat to steal that person's car, ultimately. So if I let that parking enforcer know how I feel about their job, they get offended by that because they don't want to feel like they're threatening people. They don't want to feel like they're doing a bad thing. I think they are.
So some people, Daryl, they will critique the kind of the terminology that some activists use to describe how government works. And I will describe, for instance, as I did there, the tickets as threats. You know, this is a threat.
Right.
If you don't do X, then we will do Y to you. And I see that as a threat. Do you think that's it's wrong? Do you think it's a bad approach to use words like that?
I don't think that it's necessarily wrong. But it is something that is going to wind up causing you to say a lot more words to explain what it is that you're trying to say, because not everybody's going to understand what you mean by a parking ticket is a threat.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care if everybody understands what I mean. I'm only trying
to... Right, but if you're trying to convey a message, then you want people, presumably, you want people to understand what you're trying to say.
Well, I figure that the people I'm trying to reach already understand what I'm trying to say, right? Like, most people, I don't know, maybe it's not most people. I feel like most people who get parking tickets feel like they're under some sort of a threat, like, because they know if they don't pay the ticket that eventually their car's going to get taken, or it'll get a boot put on it, or they're going to end up getting it towed, or something like that, you know, one of those things.
Right, that they understand it in context. Mm-hmm. But when they just hear somebody say a parking ticket is a threat, it totally lacks context, and a lot of people aren't going to understand what you're saying.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but how many is a lot? What percentage of people don't understand that a parking ticket is a threat? I wonder about that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us on this or anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Keene Robin Hooding case continues to make headlines. It was actually shared, the story that was done by the freethoughtproject.com. They did a story about the Robin Hooders just a few days before the actual hearing on Wednesday, I think. And Cop Block on their Facebook page posted a link to the Free Thought Project page. Now, the Free Thought Project on its own is a very popular website. In fact, I did a little bit of Googling on them, and I found out they were only founded back in 2013. But they're already one of the top 5,000 sites in the entire world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, according to Alexa, I think it's in the 5,000 range. It was very, very high up there. So congrats to them. But CopBlock's incredibly popular on Facebook with over 1 million likes, and they reposted this story, and it went viral. It got shared out to, like, as of yesterday, I think 2.7 million views or something crazy like that, which for a liberty-oriented story like that is very, very good. So people are interested in this. People are fascinated by it, and a lot of people are unfortunately misinformed by it. And when you're being interviewed by the mainstream media, the thing you want to do is try to keep your answers as short as possible. And I understand what you were saying earlier, Daryl, about the answer I gave to the question that I was being asked by the media, where I referenced how it was that, you know, maybe these parking enforcers don't like being talked to and said, you know, having things said to them about how their job is immoral, like how I think that the tickets that they write are threats. You know, obviously I don't have time to go into that and explain why a ticket is a threat, right? Because I'm trying to answer a question in a very short time frame.
Right.
And you never really know. You know, they asked me six questions or something like that, and only one of my answers made it into the actual clip. At the
right.
end.
And even if you would have wound up giving an explanation, they're pushed for time, so they're only going to take a soundbite of it.
Yeah. It could have been cut. In fact, so, you know, you can only say so much, but at the same time, I wouldn't have just wanted to say that I think their job's immoral. Because that gives no explanation of why I think that.
Right.
Right. At least if I add in because they're threatening people, then at least I've explained my position. And I don't expect a bunch of people to all of a sudden be swayed based on a statement like that. It's
right.
just a news clip. Maybe they'll take the time to look up Robin Hood of Keene on Facebook or, you know, on the internet and, you know, actually do their own research and then come to their own conclusions. Or maybe somebody will hear that and say, yeah, it is a threat what they're doing. Oh, I've gotten a ticket before. I know what that feeling was like. So, I don't know. You never know what people's responses are going to be. But one thing you can be certain of is that there will be a variety of them. That some people will not like what you're saying at all. Some people will love it. And others will be confused.
Right. And that there's always going to be that percentage of people that either know a cop or they're related to a cop mm-hmm. or they used to be a cop. That they will forever defend everything that police do. So if you do say they're threatening people and then explain, you know, like if they put a parking ticket on somebody's car, then if the person doesn't pay it, then they'll steal the car and this and that. The people will still find ways to justify that.
Absolutely.
Well, if the person would have just complied, if the person would have just always done everything that they were ever told, ever.
They own the roads, Daryl. I mean, they can put parking meters up. It's totally legitimate. You need to obey. There's all kinds of excuses
right.
for parking enforcement. And, you know, when you tell somebody that thinks the government owns the roads, that the government only owns the roads because they appropriated them usually through the threat of force, and they continue to fund them through the threat of force, that just goes over their head. It doesn't
right.
matter. That's just a non-issue for them because they accept the government as legitimate. They accept the force that the government uses on people as legitimate, and so therefore it's completely valid that they own the roads
right.
in the same way that to them slaughtering the Indians would have been completely valid because it was the government that did it.
Right, and there's the question that always comes up of, well, you do realize that everywhere, there's parking meters everywhere. Well, no, there's not parking meters
yeah,
everywhere.
Plenty of towns that don't have them.
Yeah, you know, I went and ate lunch with some people earlier today. Didn't have to put money in a parking meter
mm-hmm.
because we went to a big, giant shopping center where the shopping center owns the entire parking lot. The shopping center has it in their interest to provide parking for their customers.
Right, they managed to actually clear that lot of snow and garbage all throughout the year, and they do it all without charging any of the customers anything. You can go to that lot, park in that parking space, and never buy a thing in the stores that you go to. You just go and look at all the stuff in those stores and never buy
right.
anything, and you'll never have an issue with the ownership.
Right, because as far as they know, you're buying something. You're in the store. You're either buying something or you're comparing prices to buy something in the future.
Right. You may buy something at some point, and they're willing to allow you to park there on the hopes that you might.
And then the objection is, well, you're talking about a private parking lot versus government, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, let's talk about municipalities that don't have parking meters. Newport, New Hampshire doesn't have parking meters.
Most of Laconia, New Hampshire doesn't.
Most of Laconia doesn't. Weirs Beach, which is one of the towns next to mm-hmm. Laconia, has parking meters, but they're only enforced during the summertime.
Ah, okay. So, so there's all kinds of people who support the government on this stuff. And you can't convince everybody. You really can't. I always thought that Robin Hooding was one of the best forms of activism out there. That it was one of the most unassailable because you're helping people. You know, you're not just out there protesting. You know,
right.
When you go out there and you, like, a classic activism form is to go out and hold signs. You know, we're angry about something and you need to stop doing this or whatever.
Well, and remember during the city council hearing, or it was actually
about
a
what?
City council committee hearing about chalking. We need to make
oh, yeah.
sure that chalk is considered graffiti. Everybody, or not everybody, but the vast majority of people that got up to say, chalk is the devil, we need to ban it, were people saying, you know, like, it's different when people just go hold a sign and then go home at the end of the day or after
mm-hmm.
an hour. Like, we don't have to see them all the time holding the sign.
Right, because chalk is a different – it is true that chalk is a different way of communicating a temporary message. But ultimately, it is still a temporary message. I don't think they did anything about that chalking ordinance, did they?
I don't think they did.
You know, I have to admit, I don't.
Because it was not long after they took that under advisement and instructed the city to write something up that the Robin Williams Memorial came up, where mm-hmm. people started chalking messages outside. Or on the sidewalk right by the parish shoe sign.
So I wonder what happens there, because in the case where they were talking about banning chalking in downtown Keene, they had requested that city staff come back with some sort of proposed ordinance, some sort of proposed writing to do that. Does that mean they can just not come back with it ever? Like, well, we're still working on it. I mean, it's been months now since that happened.
Who's to say that the city didn't give something to them and they decided we're not going to do anything with this?
But they would have had to have given it back. It would have had to have shown back up on one of the agendas for the city meetings.
Like, not necessarily.
No? You don't think so? You don't think they would have had to? If they were presenting it to the city council or whatever, it would have had to have gone public. That's what I'm saying. It seems like it's just been taken off the table as though that it never...
Or it could have been sent to the councilors as a private correspondence. For the councilors to decide if they wanted to put it on the agenda?
Well, they could have.
Because I know whenever you or I or anybody else goes down to the city clerk with a correspondence to the city council, they ask the question, do you want us to make copies and put this in their box, mm-hmm. or do you want us to put this on the agenda?
Interesting. Yeah, I can't say I know for sure.
You can make either a public or a private correspondence.
I can't say I know for sure how that system works with this.
I don't either.
Right.
But, you know,
all I know is I haven't seen anything.
But presuming that correspondences from city officials are the same as correspondences from you or I.
I wouldn't presume they are.
It can be either public or private.
Yeah, I wouldn't presume they are. I mean, if they were asked publicly at a city meeting to come back with something and report back, that usually means they have to report back at some subsequent meeting.
That would be logical.
Well, okay. It's true,
but, you know, they always find ways to not comply with whatever when it's convenient for them. Do not comply.
Yeah, or maybe it's just one of those things where, you know, they were told to do that or asked to do that, and then they were asked maybe that as just a follow up at one of the meetings, hey, did you come up with this? And nope, we haven't yet. We'll get back to you
right
when it's done. I don't know. And of course, it's also possible we missed it. I hope that we wouldn't, because
I don't think we have, because there's enough people that are reading those agendas.
Yeah, we've got some activists in town who are pretty good about reading through those agendas, and so we would have heard about that.
It was back in January when the city council had requested some kind of update to the parking stuff.
Was that January when they were proposing
that?
That
just came up two nights ago
when they were proposing the increased rates.
Yeah, that was back in, like, January, February.
Now, I didn't read the new proposal, but I heard it doesn't include increased rates.
I've not read it either, but that's the same thing that I heard.
All right, we'll come back with more next hour. All kinds of other news to discuss. We'll take it out to Facebook, where a court has decided parents may be liable for what their kids post there. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts as well. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body.
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.